February 19, 2026, session 1315 of these Omega Communications. Hello, Lani, welcoming you into this space, a space of gentle reminders, a space of gentle yet powerful energy. It's like when you enter the void, we think the void perhaps in space is empty, but it's filled with energy and information. So it's a bit like this: when we join together, we put aside the physical daily routines and things that matter, and we simply move into the greater expanded field of consciousness, into the expanse that is consciousness. And this, in a sense, is taking you out of earth, time and space. So relax, allow yourself to enter that deeper state of consciousness, your consciousness, and together we move into that state and area entitled the Station of Light. And here we are ready to receive energy and information relative to you, perhaps, or relative to what's going on around our planet. It depends on who is present and what you wish to know. And then the energy and information flows in. And this is the way we begin today. We greet you into this collective consciousness field. A field that embraces you, a field that you may feel is familiar, like moving back into home, into a restorative field. And this is an aspect of this field of consciousness you have consciously entered. It's about being conscious of what you do, where you are, what you think of, and how you place yourself in connection with the greater quantum field of energy and information. This is the importance of what draws you into collectively receiving in spaces such as this. It's not the only space, and yet it will be familiar to you, because what we present to you is simple, basic energy field transmissions. You are wired to receive such transmissions because it is familiar to you. It comes from the central intelligent source of creation. This is, as we say, you are modeled from that central design system of creation. When you apply this to the entire system that exists around and through your current civilization, you will see what is meaningful and what has been apparently continued in a, shall we say, deluded fashion by people. But when you go beyond that and you reconnect purely to the pure design system, you already are clearing old misinformation patterns from your own energy field, and this has a flowing on effect wherever you move, whoever you come in contact with. Your energy field is in contact with a vastness in a communication field. It's not a particular communication device like you would use to hold in your hand. This is a communication field that is connecting the creative impulse, and it connects you directly into the matrix field of communication, of the cosmic communications surrounding the Earth planet, but surrounding more than that. It's in the ultra cosmic field that you all exist in. And you are present here as one receiver and distributor of energy information in your current locality where you currently exist. We can move beyond that. As you know, you are currently existing in multi-dimensions, multi-types of civilizations, other realities. Other people would call them past lives or future lives. It exists all around you. But where you are focused upon in your current locality and reality, this is the most important and the prime presence of your entire existence. Therefore, bring in the pure design system directly into you, directly into the civilization. And you understand from this, there is constant change in civilization. There are many ones who are bringing in what you would call the ideal civilization, where you function, where people function entirely from a connected intention of the pure existence of creativity, of the design, creation designed to implement new and better living creations, we could say, improving your individuality in every way, and therefore you improve the situations around you. You are proving that your immersion in the quantum field, the pure design system of creation, exists and shifts you into the greater connecting point, the pure intelligence system, so you are very clearly receiving the incoming messages to implement into life patterns. And these are the creations that are necessary. This reminds you that you have ongoing existence. There are free patterns within the design to continue to function freely in accordance with the original model for the human species. Therefore, as you connect into that by simply connecting to your point of origin, you are strengthening systems within your localized functioning. That is your human functioning in every respect. This helps you to tune into other messengers, bringing forward the pure energy information from original source, the intelligence of the pure design system of creation. You will recognize the ones who are speaking from that level, who are working to raise the consciousness of people into this interactive field. The field exists as a continuation of the prime intention of creation. And this is what you are tapping into, stepping into this receiving state. Do you feel it remodeling areas within you and around you? Hold the intention of the purest, highest intelligence of the pure design system for everything, for all of the services that you utilize. For new services you will bring into materialization. Remember, you access the intelligent systems that ones who have left the body in whatever way, but they continue to offer the consciousness that you are able to tap into. If you are a designer and you bring in the pure design system of the pure essence of creation, this is speaking directly to you, the pure essence that is you, your enlightened system, the system that came in to utilize the physical body and surroundings to present this higher intentional field. So in this way, you are resonating with that entire creative intelligence, the pure design system. There are many of you who will feel the energy of this, the frequency pattern. It undoes energy that had perhaps been limiting you receiving and working with this pure frequency, simply called light frequency in your language. It is energy and information that you resonate with. It's your intelligent system. Remember this. And this is a presentation in this session. You already are retaining it and working with it in a deeper way, in a more constant way. And so it is. I acknowledge this. Lani speaking again, and a deep reminder of that existing intelligence system that we coexist with when we consciously access that supportive field. It's part of who we are, as part of that greater collective consciousness of the quantum field, the original consciousness. This is all around you again. This is what you are bringing back into time, into that time reality that we exist in and we measure as like a 24-hour cycle, perhaps. And so it's important to realize that you constantly access the pureness of the design system, and it is being interpreted in your consciousness, and your consciousness delivers it into the necessary patterns that comprise the body, mind, physical sensations, physical life in every way. This is what you are bringing deeply into your present moment in time as we recognize what that is. Even if you do not wear a timepiece or have a timepiece around you that measures the current earth time, you are still aware of time in relation to your orientation to the sun or the star system, to daylight hours, to nighttime hours. So you're still working within earth time. So enjoy this time, but free yourselves of the constraints that might be incorporated in time by humans. This is the wonderful life you are living. Again, I enjoy presenting this to us all, and this ends this session through Omega Communications. And I thank you for being here and receiving this.